Father, we just want to commit this time to you, and we ask you, Lord, by your word and by your spirit, that you bring a new meaning into our heart on this Easter Sunday. May we grab hold, and may our hearts be able to be energized and inspired that you are alive, that this Easter Sunday, O God, will become a day where our connection with you will be strengthened and renewed, that we will know the faith that we have in you, the hope that we have in you, and the love we have in you is never in vain. Because, Lord, you are alive and you are real, and we are thankful, Lord, that you live in the hearts of every man and every woman that acknowledge you as Savior and Lord. Bless this time we have. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, on that horrible Friday, 2,000 years ago, Jesus the Christ, the Lord of glory, the only begotten Son, the only perfect man, died on the cruel cross at Calvary. He died for you and he died for me. He died for all humanity. He died for the helpless, the lost, the sinful, and the rebellious humanity who he loved. I like the words in Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 8. When we were utterly hopeless, we could not help ourselves. We were hopeless. Christ came just at the right time. The time that you need him, just at the right time. He came and he died for us sinners. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's right. Satan, the destroyer, he thought that he could destroy God's plan. Satan is one who wants to kill Jesus from the time he was born till his death on the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, Satan thought he has won the victory. He thought that he had destroyed the Son of God. He has finally disproved, canceled the word that the Father spoken in the garden when he said, "He will strike your head and you will strike his heel." Can it be the one sent to strike the head of Satan have been destroyed? But that was Friday. Sunday is here. Glorious Sunday is here. Victorious Sunday is here. The grave cannot hold him. He holds creation in his hand. How can the grave hold him? The stone covers him, and the guard stood to guard the tomb. But who will cover man from the judgment of God? Who can save humanity? Who can save you? The Lamb of God, proclaimed by prophet Isaiah, came willing to be slaughtered. He gave his back for beating, his cheek to blow. He hid not his face from shame and spitting. He was condemned to a horrible death, the death on the old rugged cross. How can we not love him? How can we not obey him for all that he has done for us? He who was sinless, willingly submit to all, and through all his suffering and his death, he may give resurrection to the dead. Hope is not lost. Sin is conquered. Satan is disarmed. And death is defeated. Glorious Sunday is here. Victorious Sunday is here. An old hymn put it this way. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day. Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph over his foe. He arose a victory from the dark domain. He lives forever and he's saying to reign. He arose. Hallelujah! Christ arose. It is Sunday. Hallelujah! Glorious Sunday, victorious Sunday, the break of a new day. Just about dawn on the first day of the week, there was a great earthquake, a great shaking. A shaking took place. The earth shook, and the angel of the Lord ascended from heaven to roll the stone away and the door of the tomb. His reason is Sunday, glorious Sunday, victorious Sunday. The crucified Christ is now the resurrected Christ. He has defeated death, hell, and sin and grave. It is Sunday. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has risen from the grave. He is alive, alive forevermore. Now everything has changed. It's the age of grace. God's grace pour out on all who would look at him, at the crucified Lamb of God, who came to pay for the sin of this earth at Calvary. Now, grace freely given to all whosoever who will believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that he was buried and rose again. This is the gospel that we talk about. This is the gospel that we preach. This is the gospel that we are not ashamed of. That Jesus Christ came, he died, he was buried, and he rose again from the grave. All because it is Sunday. Yes, it is Sunday. The angel of the Lord sitting on that stone, and the guard posted to look and protect the tomb so that his disciple would not come to steal his body. But the earthquake came, and the earthquake shook the very bone of the soldier as they ran away. It is Sunday. The Lamb of God that was silent before the slaughter. Accusation and accusation upon him. He was silent as the Lamb. But now, he is the resurrected Lion from the tribe of Judah. The silent Lamb is now the roaring Lion, and he roar to you and me, and he roar and say that he is alive. He is not in the grave. He is not there. The angel say, he is risen indeed. He is alive. He lives. Hallelujah. He lives forevermore. It is Sunday. Mary Magdalene and Mary came to the tomb. They came for only one purpose, to anoint their Lord. But he is not there. The angel in shining countenance and white garment said to the two women, remember how he spoke to you that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hand of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day raised again. It is Sunday, and the angels say, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And this is the word I'm saying to you at this current moment. Do not be afraid. Whatever you're going through in life, do not be afraid. For the Jesus that you seek is not in the tomb. He is risen. Fear affects all people, all race, all nation, all country. And it affects us all the time. The fear of the past, the fear of the present, the fear of the future. Fear of evil, fear of the devil, fear of uncertainty. But let me tell you, it is Sunday. It is Sunday. And Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, he has overcome all fear. Because Sunday is here. It is Sunday. The angel called the woman. Investigate. Check. See for yourself personally that claim. He is not here. Come and see the place where the crucified Christ, the Savior of the world, lay. He is not there. He is risen. He is alive. He lives. He is risen from death. Death is defeated. Death is defeated. Satan has lost, and he has lost big time, and he has lost wholesale. all because of what Jesus did on Friday. Black Friday, Dark Friday is Good Friday. And because of Friday, we have Sunday. It is Sunday. The angel commanded the two women. Woman carry such a wonderful message of the Savior that he is alive. Commanded the two women to go quickly and tell his disciple that he is not in the tomb. He is not there. It is an empty tomb. Your master, your Lord, your Savior, the one that you walk with and you talk with, the one that has been with you 3 years and show you all things pertaining to his death and his resurrection, the one who said that I must die and I will raise again. Tell them that your Lord lives. Tell them that he's going before you to Galilee. See him there walking among you. Sunday is here. It is Sunday. Mary Magdalene stood outside the tomb, crying with a saddened heart, crying with a hopeless heart, crying with a desperate heart, crying. But Jesus appeared before her. She could not recognize him. And Jesus spoke these powerful words to those who are weeping today. Woman, why are you weeping? Woman, why are you weeping? Jesus spoke those powerful words to her to assure her one thing. Those who have wept do not need to weep anymore. Those who have wept in their heart for what has taken place in their life, for their past, for their hurts, for their disappointment, Jesus is saying to her, why do you weep? Who are you seeking for? Jesus said to her, Mary, it is I. Sunday is here. If you are weeping in your heart, Sunday is here. A new day is here. A new beginning is here. There is hope because Sunday is here. Jesus Christ is alive and he's alive forevermore. It is Sunday. The woman left the tomb with fear and great joy. Fear because they have seen an angel. Great joy because their Lord is not in the tomb. He is risen. He is alive. It is Resurrection Sunday. It is Sunday. The risen Lord met the woman on the road and said, rejoice. Rejoice! They held him by his feet. You are here. Don't leave us. We miss you. We need you. We love you. We worship you. Stay with us. It is Sunday. The God's report, the earthquake, and the body is not in the tomb. They went to the religious leader with this report, and the religious leader bribed them with a big sum of money and tell them, lie, that the body is stolen by his disciple. But who can lie against the truth? The truth will always set us free, because Sunday is an evidence of an empty tomb. It is Sunday. The report of the woman to some of the disciples were like idle tears. How is it possible? He lost. We lost. It's all over. They did not believe. But Peter, the one who denied his master and the Lord 3 times, ran to the tomb. Peter ran to the tomb as fast as he could. He ran to the tomb and he tell himself, is it possible? Can I be forgiven? Can I have a second chance? He went to the tomb and discovered the tomb was empty. Resurrection Sunday is here. Maybe like Peter, You need a second chance. Is it possible? It is, because Sunday is here. Receive Christ's forgiveness and restoration as you forgive yourself. Resurrection Sunday make all things possible. It is Sunday. Two men walking on the road of Emmaus, and they were having a conversation with this man called Jesus, the resurrected Lord. But their eyes was restrained so that they could not recognize him. Now as the three was walking and talking about Friday, two men, two disappointed hearts. But today is Sunday. Resurrection Sunday is here. It is Sunday. Two men explain the events of Friday. Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet who performed mighty deeds, spoke mighty words for God before all the people. How the chief priests and the ruler condemned him to death and crucified him. In their heart, they say, our hope on him, our hope that we have put on him. But Friday, our hope is lost and gone. But some woman, bless God for the woman, claim that his body is not in the tomb. He is not there. They found an empty tomb. How can it be? It is unheard of. Is it possible? Is it true? It is Sunday. Jesus broke bread before the two men, before their very eyes. And all of a sudden, their eyes were opened. And they say, it is he, it is Jesus, my Lord. Are we dreaming? Are we seeing things? Is it an illusion? No, it is he. My Lord is alive. He is Sunday, and Sunday is here. Our hope is here. I pray that each time when we partake communion, the eyes of our understanding and the door of our heart is open to him, and our heart is energized with greater faith, with glorious hope, and with genuine love for him and in him. I pray that communion do not become a religious activity, that each time when we take communion, as we see the bread being broken, may we have a life-changing encounter with the risen Lord. It is Sunday. The two men found the 11 disciples and say, the Lord is risen. He walked with us. He talked with us. He ate with us. He is alive. He is not dead. Death has lost its power over him. We saw him with our own eyes. He is alive. It is Sunday. The apostles are hiding behind closed door and closed window with fear and trembling, not fear and rejoicing. Their world seems collapsed. Their hope seems lost. But all of a sudden, Jesus came. Jesus came in, and the presence of Jesus transformed the house. The presence of Jesus makes something different into their hearts. And then Jesus spoke this word, as he will say to you today, peace be with you. And he told them, see my hand and my side. As the Father sent me, I also send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Sunday is a new day to all his disciples. new commission, new purpose, new calling, new empowerment came into their life. Each Sunday, we gather to be empowered with the message of Jesus Christ so that we are sent forth with renewed vision, renewed power, and renewed commission to do and continue the work of our risen Lord. Livestream does not change our assignment. Today is Easter Sunday, where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We serve a risen Lord, not a dead Lord. He is not on the cross. He is not in the grave. His tomb is empty. His cloth is there. His handkerchief is fold. Speaking, He will return. He is risen. He lives. He is alive. And now He sits at the hand of the Father. And in every heart of everyone who acknowledge Him as Savior and Lord. Resurrection Sunday promised us, because He lives, we also live. Because He conquered sin, Satan, and man's greatest enemy, fear, we will also conquer sin, Satan, and death in Him. It is Sunday. We do not have to face this unseen and invisible enemy, COVID-19, with our own strength. It is Sunday. We can face it with the resurrected power of our Savior and our Lord. We can face it in the power of the Holy Spirit. It is Sunday. He conquered Satan and his foe. He disarmed them. He destroyed the work of Satan. He destroyed the killer, the stealer, and the destroyer to give us forgiveness of sin, to give us abundant life, to give us eternal life. This is Resurrection Sunday, glorious Sunday, victorious Sunday. From the very depth of our heart, we can say, Hallelujah! Jesus Christ is alive. He lives forevermore. It is Sunday. Christ's resurrection makes our faith a living faith. A living faith makes our hope a blessed, glorious hope. Makes our love a generous love. The things that we believe and hope for is all anchored on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without His resurrection, our belief, our faith, our hope is in vain. And we are the man and woman most miserable without hope. But blessed be to God that Jesus Christ is not dead. He was buried and He rose again. It is Resurrection Sunday today and every Sunday, promising us our past is forgiven. Our present has purpose. Our future is secure. Secure in Him. When we, whosoever, place their trust not in the dead Savior, but in the risen Savior, in the risen Lord who was, who is, and who is to come. Hallelujah! Jesus is alive. He lives forevermore, and we serve a risen Savior.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He's living. Whatever man may say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. At just the time I need He's always near. He lay, cried Jesus lay today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lay. He lay within my heart.
How about you, friends? Do Jesus lives in your heart? Today, if you are watching this live stream and you don't have the hope that believers have, ask Him to forgive your sin and come into your heart. That simple prayer can change your life and make this Sunday, this Easter Sunday, a life-changing Sunday for you.
Thank you, Pastor Stewart. You didn't realize, right, that we have got a singing preacher. So good to be able to hear Pastor preach and Pastor sing. Christ is indeed risen, and Sunday is here. What a glorious day, and oh, happy day. And today I'm leading you in communion, so do get ready on your own or with your family, the cup and the bread. The first communion after the resurrection was taken in the village of Emmaus. And at that time, Jesus broke bread and Jesus poured wine for the two disciples as He usually would when He was with them. And He would say to them, "Take, eat, this is My body broken for you. Drink, for this is the blood of My covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." The disciples did not know He was Jesus until this moment of communion. Today, let's take communion with a difference. That in Luke 24:31, it says, when they were communing with Jesus, the eyes of the two disciples were opened and they recognized Jesus, and their hearts burned within them. They received power at the communion table. May our eyes be open today to see that we are not alone in this lockdown, being restricted only to go out with one other person. Just as these two disciples were walking along the lonely road to Emmaus. But you know, we don't have to be alone. At the communion table, Jesus reminds us that He walks beside us just as He walked with the disciples. Today, we receive the power of His fellowship. And may our eyes also be open to recognize that Jesus can lift our downcast faces, just as he has lifted the downcast faces of the two disciples. There is a weight in the atmosphere resulting from the COVID-19 virus. But in Jesus Christ, though the yoke is heavy, our burden is light. And we need to receive the power of transformation. Also, let our eyes be open to recognize that Jesus is the powerful one. That every promise he makes to us is a yes and an amen. He said he would rise again, and he rose again after 3 days. Let's receive the power of miracles. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your body that is broken and battered for us. We thank you for your body that is resurrected for us. We thank you for your blood which is shed for the remission of sins and for the forgiveness of sins. Today, dear Lord, even as we take the communion as you commanded us, even as we take your resurrected body into our body, and take your blood into our body, Lord, we pray that, God, our eyes will be open. That our eyes will recognize the Lord Jesus Christ. That we will sense the burning of our hearts, the stirring of our hearts. That we will receive power from on high. This morning, dear Lord, wherever we are in our living room, in our house, dear Lord, as we drink this cup and take this bread, may your anointing and the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus on Easter Sunday be upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us take the bread. And let's take the cup. Hallelujah. What a happy day that our eyes are open and our hearts burn within us as we receive the power of the cross. Next week, we'll still have communion, so do get ready on your own or with your family. Get your bread and your cup ready next Sunday as we have communion. For our giving, our tithes and our offerings, there is information in our website that you can refer to. And I encourage you to still give cheerfully and joyfully because our God is with us. Church, take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Stay 1.5 meters from everybody. Keep safe. The power of the Lord is upon you this day. God bless.